on our merry way of that which we have spoken about actually the last number of days. I spoke to you yesterday about, if you recall, which is really a machlokes gra and the Magen Avraham. Namely, they argue in terms of how you calculate the day. You calculate the day from Netzach Hamah all the way till Shia, and you divide the day into 12. It has to be Shos Vanias, that's what Mishnah Berurah points out. Is the day, each hour during the course of the year varies in terms of the number of minutes that the hour is constituted of. According to the Gra, the Zman Kriya Shema, of course, as you know, is later, because the Gaon, in effect, begins 72 minutes afterwards. According to the Gaon, you have another 36 minutes. And we said yesterday that the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it, Mishnah Berurah actually is not really Machriya, even though the Chatchila, B'nai Yeshiva, tried to be medaktev on the position of the Magen Avraham. They tried to make the Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham. They're really a Kriya Shema, Babashas, Hatchak, or even actually the Chatchila, according to many, that one can go ahead and be yotze with the Kriya Shema of the Vilna Gaon. I saw actually that, again, this is the issue which is I'm discussing. In the sefer called Isha Yisrael, there's a sefer called Isha Yisrael, which is the red sefer that's found in the Beis Medrash here, a very beautiful sefer. It was written by a rav actually from South Africa, who moved to Israel, and tragically, unfortunately, was in a terrible accident. But he wrote a sefer that's probably the classic sefer on tefillah. So he writes in that sefer the following psak. Let me just mention this psak. And that is, he writes in the Ha'arei, quote the name of Shlomo Zalman Oyvaz, since you have been mentioning him. Quotes a very interesting chiddush, name of Shlomo Zalman Oyvaz. Let's say a person davens in the minyan, and they're going to daven after this man, Kriya Shema Magen Avraham. So he paskins that better to daven be yechidus. Means even though you're still to make this man Kriya Shema to grow, since you're makpid in the Magen Avraham, which is earlier, better to daven be yechidus. Means better to say Kriya Shema to Magen Avraham, obviously the tzibur, rather than, shall we say, the zman of the Vilna Gaon. But we don't assume like that. As I said, that's a chumra l'chatchila, the Kriya Shema Magen Avraham. L'chatchila, once you try to make that zman Kriya Shema, and certainly it's hard for me to believe that Shlomo Zalman actually issued such a psak. I find it to be, shall we say, incredulous, this psak. Because the fact of the matter is, I pointed out, there's an Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan actually, in Sifrei Nunches, he points out that we pass them like the Gro. And therefore, I think about many luchos, you know, luchos, calendars, C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R-S. In many of the luchos, they publish this Zman Kriya Shema of the Vilna Gaon. And you'll take a look at, as a matter of fact, in the Meshach Feinstein, the Gris Meshach also assumes like that. That we pass them like the Gro, the Minna Gaon, the Minna Gro. Yechidim HaMachmir, like the position of Magen Avraham, as I said, the Chatchila can be sumach on the Zman Kriya Shema of the Gro without a problem. It's true that I saw in the Jewish Hanhogas of Rav Schnernberg, Shlita, that he writes that Rav Chaim Briska, he has a lot of Kabbalahs from Rav Chaim Briska, from the Soloveitchik family, that Rav Chaim Briska was makbid on the Zman Tefillah of the Magen Avraham, Zman Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham. And but the fact of the matter is that many Poskim assume that one can be Yotze Tefiyah Gro. The shul that I'm presently davening in, which is a recent vintage, it's rather clear that they daven rather late, and they obviously are Samech and Zman Kriya Shema of the Gro. But the fact is, the Chatchila, I say Kriya Shema earlier, much earlier, several hours earlier, because I'm not going to Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham. I'm trying my best to hold back that Kriya Shema. If you take a look in the Halicha Shlomo, that there, it does mention that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was Mezarez people to try to hold to the Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham. So this is obviously a position which is, if I'm not mistaken, Sfardim, and we have several Sfardim Tahorim here, almost half the Shia. Anyway, the Sfardim Tahorim, they generally follow the position of the Magen Avraham. They try to do the earlier Kriya Shema. Sfardim here in Shuls and Eretz Yisrael davened actually earlier, and certainly they got the Kriya Shema. The Tegulim of the Kaf HaChayim also brings the position of the Magen Avraham. The Kaf HaChayim, Ata Makir Oto, is a wonderful, outstanding Sfaradi Posek, and therefore, again, that should be the position. So if you are machmir like Magen Avraham, as I said, and somehow you can't find your minyan, that's the issue. So the question is, what should I do? Should I daven b'yichidus? Should I daven literally without tefillah b'tzibur, or should I wait and be summoned on the Kriyas Shema the Vilna Gaon, and therefore daven b'tzibur a bit later? So he, there's a tshuva of the Michas Yitzchak of Dayan Weiss. I don't know if he quotes all this, but anyway, the tshuva of the Michas Yitzchak of Dayan Weiss. I don't have access to that sefer so much, as I don't look at it as much as I probably should, since he's blocking everything for you. But in Michas Yitzchak of Dayan Weiss, so he discusses this question. And he indicates that he thinks it's better that you should daven b'tzibur. So even though you daven Kriyas Shema later, and the Zmat Tefillah is also later, but better to daven b'tzibur, because I spoke about this a number of times, that because of the Chumash and Magen Avraham, that's not a reason to mevatel Tefillah b'tzibur. That's not a reason not to daven b'tzibur. It's more important to daven b'tzibur. So therefore, the fact of the matter is that someone actually told me that a story with Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that when he had to go to a simcha, so what he would do is he would daven early, based on the Kriyas Shema and Magen Avraham, and let's say we're talking about a Shabbos, and then he would go to the simcha, and then subsequently there he would hear Kriyas HaTorah and daven Musaf later on, but because he was makpid on the Kriyas Shema and Magen Avraham. And that's what you try to do. Father, I'm very makpid on the Kriyas Shema and Magen Avraham. Very makpid. I assume you are as well. Even though the minyan here, this Sfadig minyan here seems to somehow, for some reason unbeknownst to me, Kanirea, they're saying a lot of, shall we say, hakdamot. They say Patach Eliyahu for a very long time.
Yeah, but Tachanun is very long.
But Tachanun, as far as I know, is after Kriyas Shema. So the issue is when you say Kriyas Shema. And the Magen Avraham is now early. So you have to try to be machmir to say the Magen Avraham in the proper and proper kind of time. Yes, what do you want to say?
Wasn't Ishvi Yisrael written by Reb Chaim Kanievsky? Does he have a sefer in Ishvi Yisrael as well?
Perhaps he does, but this sefer is a red sefer. It was written by Harav Pfeiffer, Zatzal. And it does also have in the back of the sefer Ha'aros Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Yibon L'chaim Arukim. But the sefer itself is a gorgeous, absolutely marvelous, fantastic, beyond belief, wonderful sefer on the Yoni Tzvila, and I use it extensively for the last number of years. I should just point out as well, regarding Tefillah, so we should mention this.
What's the name of that sefer?
Isha Yisra. It's a red sefer. Maybe you'll show that sefer. It's red ish, actually. Let me ask you, in terms of, till when could I dive in the Shemoneh Esrei? That's also something that you have to be cognizant of. But you are probably familiar with the Mishnah and Brachas, I have no doubt. You probably learned that Mishnah. So the Mishnah points out in Brachas that we already mentioned regarding Kriyas Shema, after, the Gemara says after, here, Velshin is found actually right here. Maybe we'll just read it from the original source. The Mechaber paskins that, and this is based on the Mishnah, Masachet Brachas. We've talked till now about how long you have till to daven Kriyas Shema. And the same also regarding Shemoneh Esrei. You can't daven Shemoneh Esrei the entire morning. You can't just walk in to Shemoneh Esrei at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That is inappropriate. Therefore, one has to daven, and if you daven after this man, so it says you get, take a look over here, pay test, I just mentioned before. Zman Tfilas HaShachar, the mitzvah begins with Netzachah, we spoke about this. If you daven Mishalam HaShachar, we said, Mishahir Pnei Mitzvah Yad Yotze, V'yimto, O'ovar, V'spala Achar Abra Shoros HaChatzos. You have till Dalet Shoros, that's a Mishnah. So let's say you daven after Dalet Shoros till Chatzos, Abra Mishahir Gol Schar Ketila Bezmano, Schar Tfilah Me'erika. You have Schar Tfilah, you don't have Schar Tfilah Bezmano. It's Aleph, the first Mechabra. And the Ramos says, "Yach chatzos asul lispal tefillah shachos." You can't daven shachos after chatzos asul lispal. The Mishnah Berurah explains why chatzos. You take a look at the Mishnah Berurah over there. So he points out that that's the cutoff point, because obviously you have then run. You're going to run into another issue, namely the obligation to daven mincha. Take a look at the Zayin. You see what it says, "Yach chatzos." I'm reading it. Zayin, "Yach chatzos." It's in the Peites. Mashmir Lashon Harav, Afilu Teka Bat Chatzos Asas Bal Shachas. Yadalel Koy, goes on that which said earlier. Ben Abba B'mezer, the Tavish Shogeg, The Yesh Mekilim b'chatzis shor shor chatzos. Some people are mekel. By the way, chatzos now is very early. Chatzos is 11:35, 11:40, something like that. And therefore, the half hour between 11:35, 11:40, I'll say 12:10, whatever it may be. So that's the question. Can one daven actually, shachar is still during that half hour period? There's a mincha when it comes. So how can you go and continue davening shachar? Now is the time for mincha. Just we don't know exactly. Today we know, because today we have chronometers and we have clocks that are very precise. Naval observatory time. We are very meduna in how we go about doing things. And therefore, suddenly, at that point in time, the Shavua says that you will not be able to go ahead and daven shachris. And this is an issue where you have a discussion, because as I said, the Rambam says, ach chatzos, also this balatzvil shachris. Because once the time for mincha comes, so then it's no longer daven shachris, correct? So, and this is the subject of the machlokes, the Shavua quotes the Prima Godin and the Gra. Again, b'di'evet, that's the question. What about b'di'evet? That where a person can be yotzei for this half hour period of time. That's a chatzos, because it's no get to the question of tashlumin. What's the deal if a person doesn't have shachris? What do you have to do?
Say
to Shulman. You have to have tashlumin. And now the question is this half hour period, what does one do? Can one still have shachris if there's man of dal shos has passes? That's what the Rambam said over here, that after chatzos, also the hisbalot tefila shachris. And let's say you can dive until 12 o'clock. And now the question is, between 12 and 12:30 is not a mincha, so now what's the status regarding Shachris? That's the Ramah, who says you're not allowed to go ahead and dive in Shachris after Chatzos. Yeah.
Regarding the in your Tashlumim, if somebody, let's say, misses Shemona Esrei, it's like, let's say a special Shemona Esrei, whether it has Yav Yavo, or
so that's the issue that I discussed in the shiur that I gave on Friday night in my house 2 weeks ago. But I didn't see you there.
Sorry, I was asking.
That's a whole discussion. There's a whole famous thesis in Brachas, in the fourth parak, that discusses this issue. And you're asking well, because you're asking that since you're not gaining anything by the Tashlumin, let's assume you're going from the Yalav Yomo to no longer Rosh Chodesh. That's the question, what does one do on those things? And he's still passing the law, he's still at Tashulman, even without the Tashulman.
You don't say the Yalav Yomo though, right?
Of course not. So, but you see, it's a din in what? In the number of tefillos he's supposed to have in the course of the day. Not dafka in that particular tefillah. You're being mashal, you're supposed to have three tefillos. Of course, the three tefillos have to come during a certain period of time. Shachris, Mincha, Maariv. However, you don't necessarily are mashal all the tochen of all the tefillos that you missed. Yeah?
Maybe the other way around, but I say two Shemona Esrei with two Yalav Yomos. If I'm making up a hole on a Rosh Chodesh, like for instance, I miss Mincha the day before Rosh Chodesh, and now it's Maariv about Rosh Chodesh.
Right, so that's
say Yalav Yomos.
Right. That's correct.
You do?
Yeah, that's correct, because you're davening that Shemona Esrei of that particular moment, that particular period of time. So whatever is included, that's from Esther, that's what you're supposed to do.
Even if you're adding stuff.
That's right. That's great. Because that's what I'm trying to point out to you, that what you're doing basically is you're being mashed on the number of tefillos that you missed. If you're supposed to have three tefillos a day, you didn't do so. So even though you're not saying exactly the same tefillah, but you're mashed on the number of tefillos that you missed in the course of the day. I just want to mention this, in this Ramah, there's a long B'Alach over here. B'Alach, because Ramah says, Yetzach HaTzos, Yalav Adam Shachas. I just read to you, Petes Aleph. So the B'Alacha here discusses that even if you were an onus, let's say you had an unavoidable situation, that's what caused you to delay, and Koshim amazing. And he writes that Mishnah Berurah, B'Alacha, let's assume the 12:30 model I just mentioned to you a moment ago, let's say till 12 o'clock you can daven, after that it's the Yetzach HaTzos, so now the half hour, that's the question that Mishnah Berurah and the Rambam is discussing. But if I daven after 12:30, there's no question that the brachas are brachas about Tola. You have to daven Tashulman. You miss Shachris, you can't go ahead and now daven Shachris at that point in time. So I'm just saying you have to be cognizant. They see, Tashulman is again based on the idea of rachamim, that a person has to ask Hashem for X number of items that refer to rachamim, and that's what a person actually is supposed to do. So if you miss, you obviously have to be mashed that element of rachamim that you miss in the course of the in the course of the day. I just mentioned also, and this is, as I said, also a lengthy discussion, and maybe what we'll do is, I'll just mention, okay, but this is actually not in here, not in this siman. There's a question, because you mentioned regarding, I'll give you a similar scenario, like what you're talking about. Let's say a person makes a mistake on Shabbos. Let's say I daven on Friday night, the Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris of Shabbos, or some other situation. Let's say I switch one tefillah for another. There's a mechaber that says Yeyotze. I think the mechaber says that I'm very samaches. Where is my Shulchan Aruch over here? That's where he passes the halacha, because you know what the din is. The din is that if I start on Friday night, let's say I start the Shemoneh Esrei Atachonim, I'm half asleep. So I don't realize that it's what? That is Leil Shabbos. And now I start saying, here it is, Beis HaMachas, HaTayim Tefillah Shabbos. And now I start saying, what do you call the Bracha Batachonim. So now the question is, what do you do? So it says, it's supposed to finish that Bracha. Let's say I don't recognize the Chal that's Friday night, and I continue on my merry way, and daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei, Atachonim, Lam Das, and the rest of all the Bakoshim as well. So what's the din? So here in the Mechaber passes that if you, Yayotzi, Nechoba, aye, what's going on? On Leil Shabbos, I have to say by Chulu, I have to mention Shabbos. And then, on Shabbos, we know what you say. Yismach Moshe, etc., etc. So, the Ikar Shemoneh Esrei of each of the Tefillos of Shabbos is really one major aspect, namely the Bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos. You have to somehow mention Shabbos, get that into the Shemoneh Esrei. That's the only element that's really critical as far as the matter is concerned. So therefore, again, let's take a look at the Isha yourself, since I mentioned the Sefer. So he brings over there, he quotes from, I think, the Chavos Yoyer, that the Yotze, the Tfilas, Shachris of Shabbos, that I daven, Aleil Shabbos. So therefore, he paskins, let's say I daven the Tfilah of, on Friday night, I daven the Tfilah of Shachris, of Shabbos. So what should I do now on Shabbos morning? Daven Aleil Shabbos Tfilah. That's what Isha Yisrael brings. It means the Yotze. The Mechaber says that if you, let's say you switch Musaf with some other tefillah, or some other tefillah with Musaf, there you're not Yotze. Why is that so? Somehow Musaf is different. Why is Musaf different? Either tefillah and Musaf also enter the same bracha name in the Kaddish HaShabbos, correct? Just as Shachar and Friday night, Musaf also enter the same kind of tefillah. So why is the halacha different? Why is it if I switch a tefillah with Musaf, or vice versa, I'm not Yotze? So somehow the assumption is that the nature of Musaf is different. And this is the, Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion about this. Okay, this needs a lot of discussion. It could be that that he and Mishnah Berurah said that there's an element of Sheker. If you look in the Yud Zayin, just one second. Oh, you don't have Reis on the Chesed, so do you? No, I'm sorry, you don't have it, it's not fair. I'll just read Aloha. Torah B'Tfil Shabbos, Echlem Shal Zub Zub. Some say you don't go back. And some say if you switch Musaf, then you have to go back. So Mishnah Berurah says over there, he said the Nusach, let's say you had a mind for Shachris, you said the wrong Nusach. Even though you mentioned Shabbos, came into Amma Musaf, talks to Yilasa, B'Sheker, B'Shikal, Ne'amokam. It's like you said Sheker, in front of Hashem. Somehow the Tefillah Musaf is a different time, so the Halacha is different regarding Musaf. Yeah.
So the Rishir told us what the fact is if you say accidentally Atachonin or
you continue the bracha. No, you don't do the whole Shemoneh Esrei.
No, I'm saying, or, that's or if someone accidentally finish. Did the whole Shemoneh Esrei. But what if someone in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, he did like first four brachas, let's say, what should he do?
So then the halacha is that you go back, obviously, to the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei.
Start over completely?
No, not start over completely, but just go to the beginning of the middle. Brachas of Shabbos, that's what you have to say. Okay, these are halachas, there are a lot of complexities over here, but I want to just, since we're mentioning some of the halachas of Tefillah, perhaps I will now go back to, thank you. I just want to go back to another halacha here, Tefillah. Look in Pei Tes Beis. I didn't discuss this so much, maybe I'll talk about it. Pei Tes Beis, you're not supposed to say good morning before davening to someone. It's a Sheila Shalom. The Mokr is Gemara Brachas. The Gemara says that if you give Shalom to Chaver before davening, Ki'ilu, it says also Bama, like you build a Mizbeach, when the Bama means a Mizbeach which was not permitted to be built when there's a Beis HaMikdash. So it's called the building of Bama. The Gemara calls it Pasuk Chidul Lachem in the Adam Kiddushin. The Shama of Yaakov Bamehu Al Tikin Bamehu Al Bama. And anyway, Rashi says over there because this was to be Oseg Bechlar Hamokah Be'Oseg Bechved Shabbos Adam. And the Gemara actually has a discussion. Let's look in the Halacha. I'm reading Beis. Okay, I'll read that first. Beis says Kem Shigias Man Filo Asad Adam La'akim B'Pesach Avayel Liten Oshalom. You're not supposed to go to someone's house and say Shalom Aleichem. We should mishmor shagadik baruch shalom. You have to say shalom first to Hashem is barach before you say shalom to your friend. Abu mutal lomal al tzaf in the maritam. That's what I tell everyone in the morning when I come here quite early. And somehow, as I said, for some reason, I have a shorter trip than most people here. Somehow, that seems to be what I've noticed over the last while. People have a long trip. Apparently the GPS is not working too well. The Waze is not working too well. Yes.
Obviously applies to say you're allowed to say good morning as well, yeah?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm saying
Tzaf the Mori Tov. Ba'afilu zein amutel kshehutzuk lechul lirot eza esek. Emeinu holdek l'agum panu kodem atfila. Afilu zein aloshen osam. You're not supposed to go ahead and greet people prior to davening. It's a very important halacha because first we're supposed to be osek and kodesh shalmakom. And again, some say Shalom Aleichem, some say Shalom Aleichem to you, you should respond. But to go out of your way, I saw that Rabbi Niona actually, he brings actually from the Chachmei Pavatz, that the Isur is using the shame Shalom. That's the problem, because Shalom is one of the names of Hashem Yisbarach. You're aware of that. Shalom is one of the shameless of Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what the Mechamer says over here, that Tzafer Gemara Tov, again, that you're allowed to do. That's in Aramaic. Safra, which means morning. The Mori Tov, good morning. Good Mr. Morning. I'm just going to be in a little cut away. So that's what you're allowed to do. But if you go out of your way, then even good morning is awesome. If you're going anyway, then the same Shalom is awesome, but then you have the Safra, the Mori Tov. That's what he writes of Yerav and Yonah. The Mechaber actually here quotes three different levels in terms of this issue. First he says, if you're going, again, to be Mechaber someone, so then it's chamur. Not only shalom also, it's happening to Maritov, it's also as well. If you go out of your way, it doesn't say shalom aleichem to someone. So that doesn't make a difference. Whether you use Aramaic or Hebrew or any other language. You're not supposed to do that. He quotes the Prima Gaudium actually. The Prima Gaudium says that even to give someone a handshake is problematic in the morning before you greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before you greet Hashem Yisroch. Again, as I said, unless it's Mishum Eva, let's say you meet someone who's a very intimidating person who might browbeat you.
Like me.
What was that?
Like me.
Chas v'shol. You are the Musig Midvash V'Nei V'Sufet. But the fact of the matter is that you shouldn't go ahead and go out of your way. If it's Pagabo, Ashur, you meet someone, obviously that's Mutter, somebody greets you. Yeah.
If you walk in Shul on Shabbos, like that doesn't start yet, you're not letting go to like the Rebbe and shake his hand. You Shabbos.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Like everyone does that. So it's really not.
Doesn't even start.
Done.
Everyone does a lot of things.
Okay.
It says here, I want to read you an aloha. I wrote it down from Isha Yisrael. I copied it down in my notes. Asu chachamim la'adam lelecha de beit chaveru or apilu de beit aviv o rabo o lageshe b'mkom b'mit hakeset lahaktim v'lomar boker tov o shalom. Also av hansarach labo darko, if you have to just pass by your Rebbe's house, or that's the way to shul. So on the way to shul you're passing by, then you can go ahead and do so. Mishnah Berurah actually quotes it over here. Take a look in Sif. What's it 1 second before we get to Shul? It's Sif Kontes. You see Sif Kontes, Lahakdin? And Yud? You see what it says, Lahakdin? It's going on in the Mechaber that we just read. Who had been in the Holy Beth Agnesis and Mokum HaKomis and Mokum HaKetel Roshon, the best Chaver? Who had been in the Holy Beth Agnesis? If Yesh Lomish the Eva's Kavra Aom, if you have a person who's going to grab you, Jew, he's a titan. He's a lot of hot flesh. A bullvan. If you're going to be saying, you're the one, you're Shalom, Shabbat, then better to give him your hand than say Shalom Aleichem to him. But if it's a gargantuan fellow, and you meet him on the road, then Mr. Brewer says you can be made of Mir Shalom. Because otherwise it's mutter. But anyway, this is in general, look in Yud Aleph. They roy the Haski Shmuel, Adam, Machabe, Kodesh, Machabe, Adam, Machabe, first you have to Machabe, Hashem, Yisbarach. Before you Machabe, the Ben Adam. That's the whole basis. It's halacha. It's halacha that people, unfortunately, should be more makbid about, but unfortunately, not necessarily so careful regarding this thing. Okay, sure. Maybe we shall.